Welcome, everyone, to an extended edition of the Cannabis Community Chat. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today, we've got one of our favorite guests. You know him, you love him, you can't get enough of him. He's the host of Doug Loves Movies podcast. You've seen him on The High Court, on Comedy Central. You've seen him in the movie Super High Me, or heard him as the voice of Bane in the Lego Batman movie. It's Doug Benson, who's going to be appearing at the International Cannabis Business Conference in Hawaii, December 1st through the 3rd. He's hosting the VIP reception. Morgan Heritage is playing the after party. It's going to be an amazing event. Doug Benson, how are
How's
you today?
How's it going?
I'm doing good. It's great to talk to you again. I met you a few years ago at the world-famous Cannabis Cafe here in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in the day when we had such a thing.
Right. I guess there's less call for it now.
Well, yeah, and that's something, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about as well, is with legalization, how things have changed. We used to have cannabis cups and cannabis cafes up here in the Pacific Northwest, and since we legalized, they've kind of gone away. It's a little weird, man.
Yeah, that is weird.
So how about on your side of things, when you're well known for being cannabis comedian and all of that, has legalization changed things from your perspective?
It does feel a little bit like there's certainly less excitement or fever for the idea of, oh, this guy is going to talk about marijuana, or this guy, you know, smokes a ton of weed and then comes out on stage, and, people are more, relaxed about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not so shocking anymore.
Yeah, and it's funny because there was always, along the way in my career, the more and more I made marijuana a part of my act and my life, the more I'd hear from people saying, part of the reason that it's everybody likes it so much is because the excitement of it not being legal. And, I always thought that was silly, especially when it comes to smoking marijuana. Like, people are certainly not less interested in it now that it's legal. I'm sure there's even more people smoking than ever, especially ones that are willing to admit it. But yeah. in terms of comedy, it has kind of shifted a little bit in that it seems like the novelty sort of worn off a little bit.
Is that mostly in the states where they've made changes, like California, the rest of the West Coast? I mean, do you still get some people that are shocked and amazed by it, say, in Alabama?
Yeah, and they're not as much shocked by it. It's just they're just sort of, they're still sort of excited about the idea of but these places that I come from. You know, when I come from California, it just seems like such a mythical land to some people. Like, some people say, oh, it's never going to be legal in our state, or you'll never come play our town because we're in a place where it's not going to be legal. And, before legalization started happening everywhere and since, I've been happy to go anywhere because, as a fairly discreet white male with money, I can pretty much smoke weed anywhere I go and get away with it. I still feel a little bit of that, this is illegal here, I should be careful. But it certainly, especially if you look at the national polling numbers, people are just pretty accepting of it these days.
Yeah, it seems like the shock factor is kind of wearing off, and that leads me into another avenue of questions I wanted to get to you, and that is, you're well known for doing the Doug Loves Movies podcast, and you're a big fan of movies and TV and that sort of media. And, back in the day, even just a decade ago, Showtime comes out with Weeds, and it's, oh, it's big shock, a story about someone selling pot. And now, Netflix comes out with Disjointed, and it just seems kind of passe. What do you think about the media's treatment, TV and movies treatment of marijuana these days post-legalization?
Well, it feels like I haven't watched Disjointed because I've had too many people tell me that it would make me unhappy because it's kind of like it feels like having a dispense. Something taking place in a dispensary, and but there's a live audience just laughing at everything everybody says, just, like I said, I haven't seen the show, but it feels like it would ring incredibly false. But in terms of the overall treatment in the media, I think it's great that, more movies and TV shows are tackling it. It's kind of interesting that it's still, if you have anybody smoking pot in a movie, it automatically, I think, knocks it up to maybe PG-13, and if there's a lot of it, even an R rating, even though chances are, it is a legal activity in, whatever place the film takes place. But my biggest beef is that, AMC's Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is like the most, successful weekly television program on TV right now, or at least it was the last time I looked. And these people are living in the apocalypse, and they're going around scavenging and getting everything they can find and then using it to survive. And no one has ever talked about or smoked marijuana on the show. And it just seems like that would be a great time for there to be a character that's like excited to be able to smoke all the weed, or maybe upset that the zombies are keeping him from the weed,
Or what do you know? They find out that cannabinoids actually kill the walkers, and they start shooting them with weed.
Yeah, that would be great, But or maybe makes them less. It's got the opposite effect. It makes them less hungry. They're less hungry for flesh if they just smoke a little weed. So. So that's kind of frustrating to me because I do love that show, but it's been how many seasons now? Like 7 or 8 seasons, and it just doesn't even come up. And also, that's part of the reason I bet it's never come up is because the network and the show kind of considers themselves family entertainment, even though it's got all this murder and mayhem every week,
Yeah. Interesting that we can see the blood and viscera, but someone smoking a joint, we. Want to keep the kids from that. Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another thing that's on my mind that I wanted to bring up with you is, we've been hearing a lot coming out of Hollywood with the Weinstein scandal and sexual harassment and all of that going on. And aside from, the Hollywood aspect of that, I'm also curious about the comedy aspect of that. Is this a problem in stand-up comedy and the comedy circuit like it is in Hollywood, this sexual harassment?
Well, I imagine that, of course, it is. That's the thing about it is that we're going to find out in more and more places, more worlds where men who have some power, and in some cases women, and in some cases gay men, like we just found out with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Like it's the people with that kind of power are unfortunately going to abuse it. So like in the case of comedy, I think, every woman in comedy probably has plenty of stories about being harassed and not only by audiences, but by other comedians that are more successful than them, club owners. I'm sure that stuff like that, could potentially come out. I mean, it just seems like the floodgates have opened in terms of nobody that's got, been doing stuff like that is going to, it's going to be harder to get away with it. And more people are going to share their stories.
Yeah, it's something we all need to be paying attention to definitely taking the word of the people who are coming out and making these claims, and it's something that definitely needs to change. The other thing about Hollywood that's been in the news a lot lately is the idea of diversity in Hollywood. A couple of years ago, the hashtag was Oscars so white. Seems to have gotten a little bit better, but as you're, you see far, far more movies than I do. What do you think of that situation? Is it improving? Has it just been a little bit of window dressing, or is it truly getting better?
It's improving in too slowly, though, because the basic problem is the people producing and directing most movies are just white men. It's just they're not there's maybe 2% of all the directors are women, and maybe 10% of all the producers, something very, very low, sad numbers. And for people of color as well, just the more people that are, making these movies that are women or are people of color, the more of them they can hire and work with and tell their stories. Certainly Wonder Woman was a great breakthrough, that was one of the most popular movies this year. And it's all about a woman, at least it wasn't that, that silly backlash that the all-female Ghostbusters, got. Like, I thought that was ridiculous. I think any man who's mad about it is just also, it's just sexist to be mad about it. But it's definitely getting better, but there's still a long way to go.
Just kind of a fantasy question here for you. Marvel Cinematic Universe versus DC Universe. A, which one's cooler? And B, which character would you most want to smoke a joint with?
Well,
probably
I am
not
actually
Flash. Not the Flash. He'd go through all that shit too fast, right?
Well, yeah. And he also doesn't. He doesn't stick around to share.
That's right.
A joint, and then he's gone. but I'd have to say I'm the voice of Bane in the Lego Batman movie, and so that would definitely be my choice is to. To see if Bane could even smoke with that mask that he's got on his face.
You have to have a special adapter or something, I suppose.
Yeah. And also would that mellow him out and make him not a bad guy anymore?
Yeah. We ought to see what weed does to the Hulk as well. And maybe chill him out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about your career a little bit. Last I saw on Comedy Central, you were doing The High Court, and it's kind of amazing to me. We've come to an era now where people are actually smoking weed on TV and talking about it. Did that shock and surprise you, and is there more of that coming?
Well, I hope there's more coming. After the initial run of The High Court, it became very clear that we're still not in a great place when it comes to genuinely consuming marijuana on television. Comedy Central had trouble securing big sponsors and big advertisers, the kinds they're accustomed to for all of their other shows, like South Park and Daily Show and what have you. So. That was one of a few reasons that they gave me for not picking up the show. And then I see other shows where, like there's a channel Vice, they're definitely, fully immersed in weed culture, and it's a great network. But, pretty much everywhere else that's got, that's advertiser television, they may talk about smoking weed, but they're not showing it. And if they do, it's just... pretend, it's just some sort of fake weed that they smoke for the cameras. So that's frustrating that we're still not there on that. But at the same time, just the fact that, I got a show like that on at all without too much pushback from the network. The main thing they were concerned about was safety. So we came up with all these... inside the soundstage where we shot the show, we came up with all of these ways to make it so that no one was, nobody that maybe didn't want to get high was anywhere near the weed whenever we'd smoke it. And then they also had this complex ventilation system so that even though it was a gigantic soundstage, people were worried that, it would get hotboxed and people would get a contact high. They went to a lot of trouble to make sure that it was done safely. And then we also had a big, long disclaimer at the top of the show that said, hey, what we're doing here is legal in this state. We're not breaking state law.
I'm imagining the old Get Smart cones of silence coming down around you to keep your pot smoking you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that, I just wanted to fully commit to getting pot smoking on television. So I was very adamant because it occasionally came up, hey, do we have to see the pot smoking? Can we just imply that it happened or say that it happened? And I was just very clear that I wanted it to happen on television, but that may have been, you know, in terms of long-term employment, that may have been my biggest mistake. Because if we had just said, we're going to the deliberation room, and then winked and left the room and then came back, I don't know, it could potentially still be a show on TV.
Or play that, you know, pan the camera around the circle like they did on That 70s Show.
Yeah, they got away with that for their, you know, the whole run of their show. It was clear what was going on. They even had Tommy Chong in the circle sometimes.
Yeah, no kidding. That's definitely a giveaway. So you're out on tour, of course, almost all the time, and people are going to, you know, be coming to your shows. What are you getting? Are you getting different reactions nowadays under legalization? Does the heckling change? Is anything different for you as a comedian trying to work in the legalization world?
Well, people, you know, will occasionally throw some marijuana up onto the stage, which I, you know, can't complain about.
Not so bad.
I enjoy that part of it. I'd say the heckling might be just, there might be some enthusiastic people that are, you know, maybe come to my show more because they're excited about marijuana than specifically me or my comedy. But then the, you know, the greatest thing that still exists is, you know, if it's at all possible for me to step outside the club into some sort of alley or something after the show, because I still haven't encountered any, like, you know, comedy clubs that, I mean, legally they can't have weed smoking and alcohol in the same facility. Pretty much in all the states that have legalized it, they made that's part of the deal. And unfortunately, comedy clubs make all their money from the selling alcohol part of it. So since there's no venues that I can really, you know, smoke with the fans in, like I was saying, I step outside, and you know, pretty much every show I do, there's some people out there, and we have a nice little, you know, session.
That's very good to hear. So looking forward in your career here, what can we look forward to coming out as far as you were in the Lego Batman movie you mentioned with the voiceover? Any more voiceover or acting work in the films we should be looking forward to?
I'm doing, I have a very small part in a indie film that's gotten some great reviews and some awards. It's called Mr. Roosevelt, and it's slowly opening across the country now, and then it'll be on Netflix towards the end of the year. And there's this funny thing that's been happening on the show You're the Worst on FXX, where the creator of that show, I've known him for a little while. He used to work on the show Weeds, and then he created You're the Worst, and he came up with this idea to have me come on the show as myself. I play Doug Benson, but the joke is whenever you see me, I'm wearing a suit and I'm running a huge corporation, and the whole weed smoking thing is just sort of like a gimmick that got me there, and I'm not really the pothead that I, you know, pretend to be in my life and my comedy.
Yeah.
So it's a total, like, bizarro, you know, anti-Doug Benson, and the, you know, the lines they give me are really funny. And then I appear a few times throughout this season of the show that's currently running. And then an episode that hasn't aired yet, you actually see me stoned and, you know, behaving like I'm high, because one of the characters, you know, catches me at home instead of at the office.
Uh-huh. It sounds
so
like that.
That's pretty funny.
It sounds
and
like
then,
that.
You know, and I'm always trying to get new ideas and series and movie stuff. I'm always trying to get different things off the ground, and we're still continuing with my internet show, Getting Doug with High. We still make approximately one a week of that for YouTube, and it also plays on Pluto TV now, which is a growing thing that apparently young people watch a lot of, but I'm barely familiar with it.
Right on. So, Doug, as we wind this thing up and about to let you go, I want to make sure we get to this question. You've seen a lot of movies, as we've mentioned before. In your estimation, what are the best and worst movies when it comes to not just being about pot, but their depictions of pot and pot users? Anything come to mind?
Well, you know, best is any movie where people just, you know, casually smoke weed and enjoy themselves, and it's, you know, and it's just portrayed in a positive manner. Like, you have to go back to movies like Poltergeist and 9 to 5. Both have, like, kind of famous, you know, adults just smoking weed and giggling and having a nice time sequences. But these movies lately where it's, you know, sort of about marijuana, like some of the most popular ones of all time, the go-to answer is, if somebody says, you know, what are the great pot movies? People say, you know, Dazed and Confused. They say Pineapple Express, and they say Half-Baked. But what they leave out is that in Dazed and Confused, there's bullies that are hassling kids throughout the entire film. And in Pineapple Express, gets extremely violent. All the characters are very violent to each other, even though it's you know, supposed to be a weed movie. And then Half-Baked, the hero of the movie, Dave Chappelle's character, quits smoking weed at the end of the movie for his girlfriend, and that's supposed to be a happy ending, that he's
right.
not doing it just for her. And then he winks at the camera, so good for him on that, I say. But, you know, it's probably part of the thing to get the movie made, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
But so I don't really have, like, a do you have one? Is there one where that's more recent where pot is depicted in a positive way?
I'm thinking of that. I can't remember. Was it called It's Complicated? Steve Martin, Meryl Streep. Yeah. And Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, they smoked pot pretty casually in that movie, and I was very happy to see it at the time. But that movie's probably a good 10 years old at this point, right?
Yeah, I think so. We've seen you know, Adventureland. Kristen Stewart was in that show, but that was more like a show about potheads itself, so I don't know if that was so casual necessarily. Those are the ones that come to mind for me, actually. So as we one last question for you, Doug. I know you've got to go. One of the other most famous Hollywood stoners out there, Woody Harrelson, it's been revealed he's quit for about the past 18 months. Have you had a similar long period where you've gone without weed? And what do you think about Woody's choice?
You know, I'm happy for anybody that decides it's going to be better for them if they quit. A comedian friend of mine named Ron Funches decided to take October off, and he was like an all-day, everyday smoker.
And we know Ron.
You know, he's been tweeting about his experience, and a lot of it is, you know, not happy that he can't have weed, but on the other hand, it's showing that it's, you know, it's just not as addictive as everyone who's against marijuana likes to claim it is.
Sure.
And that if you, you know, if you desire to stop, if you want to feel less of the things that marijuana makes you feel, you know, you can. And then, of course, on the other hand, marijuana has helped people I know get off of alcohol and pills and other things that they, you know, shouldn't be doing. So I personally have not had a break in a very long time. I'll have days where I, you know, don't smoke because I try not to operate a motor vehicle after I smoke weed. But fortunately, with you know, walking or ride sharing, you know, I'm able to you know, get around and do stuff if I, you know, choose to get high before, you know, leaving the house. But so some days I'll go, you know, maybe 6-7 hours. Not to mention if I'm working on a movie set or something and I have a lot of dialogue, you know, it's probably best for me not to get too high because I got to, you know, remember my lines. But, you know, good for Woody Harrelson. Good for, you know, there was that point where Snoop Dogg said he was out, but then it turned out that he wasn't really, but he said it just because, you know, it's always a not only a good PR move, but if you're, you know, if you're somebody like Woody Harrelson, you don't want to worry that people are going to not hire you because they just think you're a pothead. you know, and that you're going to show up high and ruin everything. But he's been such a good actor in so many things for so long. I can't imagine that it was ever a problem for him on set, but I'm also fine with him quitting, and I'm also fine with him, starting back up again someday.
Well, if Woody Harrelson ain't smoking, that's just more for you and me, right?
Exactly.
That's the way we potheads think. Doug Benson, it's always a joy talking to you. Folks, check him out. Twitter handles at Doug Benson. And don't forget that Doug will be appearing at the VIP reception for the International Cannabis Business Conference in Hawaii. Check it out at International Cannabis Business Conference online, intlcbc.com. And get your flight to Hawaii and hang out with Doug. We appreciate you coming onto the Marijuana Agenda and talking to us.
Thanks, dude.